This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and I recently decided to give Sterling Soap Company's Ground Breakfast Blend coffee a try. While brewing, the aroma was inviting and the taste, lightly sweet and delicious, as the texture of this amazing coffee was sweet and smooth, as I experienced a coffee with a velvety texture, almost creamy. Sterling's breakfast blend is light but in no way weak, with a high quality taste and smell. My wife and I are now hooked on Sterling Soap coffee, and you should be too. Check out their coffees and other products at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
In the past year, we've had quite a bit of shows on the National Football League drafts and some of the draft classes that came out of that. But I read a recent article by Bill Barnwell on ESPN.com that talks about what is the greatest class of defensive class in the NFL draft that's ever happened. Now, Barnwell brought up some very good points. He brought up some very good players. And his conclusion is that the 2011, he poses the question, is that the greatest defensive NFL draft class that's ever been conducted? Let's name some of the names from that class. You know, J.J. Watt, the Texans and the Cardinals, a great edge player. I don't know if I've ever seen one man swat as many balls down as J.J. Watt did and really terrorize quarterbacks and running backs and everybody else on the offense as well. Von Miller, another very special edge player, drafted by the Broncos, also played on the Rams, Bills, and Commanders over the years. He's still playing at a high level, and played last year very well, still getting his takes. Richard Sherman, the great Seahawks cornerback, also played for the 49ers and the Buccaneers, Super Bowl champion, part of the Doom Patrol of the Seattle Seahawks back in the day. And Richard Sherman had his share of picks, a great big corner that could run and cover and really played aggressive. Another great cornerback is Patrick Peterson, the Cardinals, Vikings, and Steelers. Most of us remember him as a Cardinal and a Viking. He was a tremendous defensive back himself, quite the ball hawk and good tackler too, solid all the way around in that. Those are guys that are probably going to be going in the Hall of Fame or already in the Hall of Fame. Alden Smith came out of that draft class. Who knows what he could have been in there. Marcus Gilchrist and Chris Conte, Denoris Searcy, Raheem Moore. These are guys that came out of that draft. Prince Akamara, Byron Maxwell, Jimmy Smith, Chris Harris. So many Pro Bowls out of these guys. They're just tremendous players, top defensive players on their team in many cases, and still some of them are still playing very, very well. It's hard to argue against that class. We're going to probably see a bunch of these guys be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame someday, bronze busts and all in that class. But I want to, mention a couple other classes that maybe come close and maybe you could judge for yourself on that. Let's take a look at the class that, Barnwell himself mentions. Maybe somebody that has a little bit of contention to that is, maybe the 2009 class. They had first team all pro nods for Clay Matthews. 2010, eight different players earned first team all pro appearances. That class might produce a Hall of Famer. Ndamukong Suh, Earl Thomas, Eric Berry, Devin McCourty all had great careers. 2012 had 20 first team all pro nods and already sent Luke Kuechly to the Hall of Fame. Linebacker Bobby Wagner, he'll probably be in Canton one of these days. Those are some strong cases. You have some great classes, to pick from. But I think, one that maybe has one of the strongest is, that class that had the 1981 class, and Barnwell does mention them. You know, you have Lawrence Taylor, Hall of Famer, 10 Pro Bowl appearances. Ronnie Lott, 10 Pro Bowl appearances, Hall of Fame. Mike Singletary, 10 Pro Bowls, Hall of Famer. Howie Long, 8 Pro Bowls, Hall of Fame. Ricky Jackson, 6 Hall of Fames. Dennis Smith, 6. Daron Sherry, 6. And he was a free agent that year. Kenny Easley, 5. Sam Mills, 5. Did it in multiple leagues, you know, if you count as USFL time, and in multiple teams in the NFL. Everson Walls, 4, another UDFA. You know, you compare that to the picks that they have on there. That's, they have more Pro Bowl picks than the 2011 class. And let's go over them. Von Miller, 8. Patrick Peterson, 8. Cameron Jordan, 8. Cameron Hayward, 6. I forgot to mention those two guys earlier. J.J. Watt, 5. Richard Sherman, 5. Jarrell Casey, 5. Ryan Kerrigan, 4. Justin Houston, 4. Chris Harris Jr., another free agent, 4. So those are some tremendous classes. I would pick the 1981 draft class. You know, LT certainly takes any draft class up. But I want to bring one up that, you know, that Barnwell did not mention, and that's the 1969 National Football League draft. You had Joe Green, round one, pick number 4, Pittsburgh Steelers. Roger Worley, cornerback, round one, pick number 19 with the Cardinals. Green had 10 Pro Bowls, 2 NFL Defensive Players of the Year, 4-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame. Worley, inducted in the Hall of Fame 2007, 7 Pro Bowls, 3 first-team All-Pros. Ted Hendricks, second-round pick of the Colts, went into the Hall of Fame 1990, 8 Pro Bowls, 4-time Super Bowl champion. Was Hendricks. Ken Riley, cornerback, went to the Bengals, just inducted a few years ago, 2023. 65 career interceptions and a Hall of Famer that notoriously never selected to a Pro Bowl. Big travesty there. I don't know what they were thinking. not having Riley be on an All-Pro team or on a Pro Bowl. Some other notable defensive Pro Bowlers from that draft, 1969. Bill Stanfill, defensive end, Miami Dolphins, 5 Pro Bowls, 2-time Super Bowl champion. Bill Berge, a linebacker, Cincinnati Bengals, 5 Pro Bowls, another second-round pick. L.C. Greenwood, a 10th-round pick by the Steelers, 6 Pro Bowls, 4-time Super Bowl champion. And I believe if you look at the unofficial sack totals, remember sacks were not counted until the 1980s, Greenwood had more quarterback sacks than Joe Green. Unbelievable, playing on the same defensive line. Jim Marsalis, first-round pick of the Kansas City Chiefs, 2 Pro Bowls, AFL All-Star, also the boot, so make that 3 All-Star games, Super Bowl 4 champion. How about Fred Dreyer, first-round pick of the New York Giants, had 1 Pro Bowl and played on some great Giants and Rams teams back in the day. I would almost say that they would have a voice here when you're talking about some of the greatest NFL classes of all time. And I think, you know, Barnwell is not far off. I think he's right. 2011, deep respect for it. 1981, maybe head and shoulders above them all. But I think 1969 needs its due, and people need to remember this great and amazing draft class that we just mentioned with some great players there. So next time you're reading an article like that, do a little bit of homework and research and do some thinking on that, and maybe you will come up with a draft class of your own. If you do, let us know about it. PigskinDispatch@gmail.com. Till next time, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, But as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.